long shot that this could survive the ratings war had been a big risk. She knew the chips would be stacked against her. Tonight, that stack had gotten bigger. Not only were the cameras getting wet, but the house, where they'd intended to spend the next 12 weeks, was being destroyed by the water. And she had enough experience with fickle network executives to know that her show, her darn dream-fulfilling show, was turning into a nightmare that might well be called canceled. And although the top dancer among her contestants was set to win a new car, a studio contract, and cash, while the other dancers would earn major industry exposure that could change their lives, she wondered if it would all end tonight. Megan tried to comfort herself by recalling the high-powered panel of judges she'd secured for the live shows. A well-known choreographer, a highly respected casting agent, and even a highly acclaimed pop star. Surely the studio wouldn't want to pay out their contracts and see no real return. Who was she kidding? Studio executives always lean towards taking their financial hits and cutting losses. Megan had to do something to save the house if she expected to save the show. Megan leapt to action, darting toward the house, ignoring shouts of her name. Clearly there was no fire, only water, lots and lots of destructive water. She burst through the door and headed straight to the basement through the kitchen.